And finally, today it's July. It's hot in a lot of places. Staying cool is the new what for everyone. We are going to what may be the busiest and most popular clothing optional beach in the entire country. It's Gunnison Beach in Sandy Hook, New Jersey. NPR's Margo Adler found the sunbathers there, protective of their little piece of paradise and their privacy. Still, there was one couple willing to share.
Anyone who's ever gone skinny dipping knows there's a certain freedom to taking off your clothes and running into the water. Dale D'Estasio, the president of Friends of Gunnison Beach, has been coming here for more than 30 years. Remember when you were a kid, she says, and you were about to leave the beach and your mom...
She would put the towel around you and you had to drop your swimsuit and then she'd make you rinse off. Well, a lot of kids would escape that towel and go running around the beach naked, and they remember that. They remember that freedom.
There have been nude bathers here, she says, even when it was a military base. The soldiers, all men, would take a nude dip. The base was decommissioned in 1972 and officially opened as a clothing optional beach in the mid-1970s. At that time, a big crowd might be 20 people. Bob Gestel is known fondly as the mayor of Gunnison Beach because he's been coming here since the beginning.
It's grown and grown and grown.
Is it too big yet?
Yes.
He now only comes on weekdays. Recently, Manhattanites have been able to take the Sea Streak ferry to the beach, no pun intended. A fast, traffic-free, lovely ride, but at $43 round trip, it's expensive. Most people drive. As you watch the people on the beach, you see every race. You see almost every age, although most people seem over 50. You see a few smokers, you see people reading, people sunbathing, and there's volleyball.
Stop. Yeah.
17.
About half the people are nude, a quarter are topless, and the rest are wearing bathing suits, shorts, and beach wraps. But the thing that strikes one most is how easy it is to strike up a conversation. Dale D'Estasio.
When you're not wearing clothes, you have nothing to show everybody else how much you make and what you do for a living. You know, the Nike sneakers are gone, the $300 earrings got left at home. And it's a tremendous equalizer.
But if they're willing to strike up a conversation, they don't want to be interviewed by the media, and they certainly don't want to give their names.
People think that if you take your clothes off, then there's got to be sex involved. Publicity brings a lot of gawkers, people that want to come down here and make my lifestyle their source of entertainment for the day.
And every once in a while, a lifeguard or park ranger has to throw someone off the beach for acting inappropriately. Mayor Bob advises them.
Get a room. You know, you can't do it here.
Years ago, we didn't have a park ranger of our own, and we didn't have lifeguards. And we used to have to police the beach ourselves. And we would tell people, get a room, if they were being inappropriate.
Taking pictures without permission, for example, is a no-no. If gawkers understood, they said, that the average nudist could be a member of AARP, they might stay home.
I think that you let a lot go once you hit a certain age. You don't care what people think of you.
Nobody's going to say, oh, you got a bad body, you know, whatever. Everybody's got a different body.
And eventually you don't care.
Many of the people on this beach have come here for decades. The one group you don't see here are teens. D'Estasio says that's just human nature.
Because they're developing and everything is gross and you don't want to see mom and dad naked. And then somewhere in their late 20s, early 30s, they come back. And their kids stay until they're 12.
And it's true. My 17-year-old said, you go, Mom. Margo Adler, NPR News.
Margo, you're looking very good. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Alex Cohen.